Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So you're making your way, but where is it you're going? You've got your home and your job, perhaps. But what are your hopes and dreams for the future? What is it you're working for? What is the life that you live? And how and why do you live it? Is it maybe the case that a home and a job are the very things you're still hoping to achieve? Whatever the case may be, whatever your particular circumstances, do you sometimes seem to be spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere? Are you investing your life, your time, and your energy, investing yourself in pursuits that will not last and won't ever be able to save you? Ask yourself this. What is it that you would give to your children? What would you teach them? What is it that you want them to know and believe and then to pass on to your grandchildren? The truth is that the most important things, the most essential things, the things that neither you nor your children can live without, are the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, his cross and resurrection, the preaching of his gospel and his breaking of the bread, and the catechesis of the Holy Scriptures, the law and the prophets concerning the glory of his holy passion. Your children need to hear and learn these things from you if you have children, but whether you do or not, and no matter how old you are, you need to hear and discuss these things for yourself. Not that you will save yourself by your simple knowledge and awareness of these things. You can know all the stories and know all the facts and still not get it, but miss the point entirely. You can know it all forwards and backwards and yet still be walking along dejected and despairing, or stop dead in your tracks with your countenance fallen and your spirit downcast. So it is that even though you know and confess that Christ has died and risen in the flesh for you, how often do you live and work as though he had not done so, as though none of it had ever happened, or as if it made no difference at all to you and to your life? Christians do have this strong advantage in knowing the stories of the Scriptures and continuing to discuss and share them, even when they do not comprehend or rejoice in them. For the word of Christ and all the stories about him which the Scriptures tell are far from impotent or empty. In fact, the prophetic and apostolic Holy Scriptures are full to overflowing with Jesus and the glory of his cross. Therefore, in all the discussing and sharing of these things, Christ Jesus himself and his Holy Spirit accompany you, even when your eyes are still prevented from seeing him. For that reason also, disciple of Christ Jesus, for your own sake and that of your family, and for the benefit of your friends, whether they are Christian or otherwise, don't ever stop talking about Jesus. Day and night, in the morning and at bedtime, at work and at play, at home or on the road, at all times, wherever you are making your way to and fro, don't ever stop talking about Jesus. It might seem irrelevant or pointless at times, but the word of Christ Jesus is the foremost antidote for sadness, depression, and despair, for hopelessness, melancholy, and fear. Therefore, keep on talking about Jesus and keep on listening to his word, even and especially when you are sad. And if your family or friends are sad, then above all else, speak the gospel of Jesus to them. Appearances and feelings notwithstanding, Christ Jesus and his Holy Spirit accompany his word and are actively present and at work in the speaking and hearing of his word. The gospel is not only what Jesus has done once upon a time. It is what he continues to do all over the world and so also here by his grace, preaching peace through the forgiveness of sins. That is the authority and the judgment of righteousness which he has received from his Father by way of his cross, and which he now manifests in his resurrection from the dead. Everything has been accomplished once and for all by his cross and resurrection, and all that he has done is given to you and worked in you by and through the preaching of his gospel in his name. So it is that in and through and with his word, Christ Jesus accompanies you on your journey. Even before you have recognized him as your Savior, he is graciously at work to raise you up, to raise your heart and mind, to raise your countenance, and finally to raise your body in his resurrection from the dead. He is an excellent teacher, and he brings you along from your foolish unbelief and sadness to heartfelt faith and hope and joy. He does it by the preaching of repentance and the forgiveness of your sins. Thus he chides your slowness of heart to believe, though he does it with gentleness and ready assistance. And he does not leave you in your despair, but he forgives you. And by way of his forgiveness, he opens your ears, your heart, and your mind to comprehend his word. It may be that sometimes he hides himself from you. At other times, he may act as though he were going on farther without you. Not that he is teasing you or toying with you, but he is teaching you to live by faith and to call upon his name in fervent prayer. Not that you have to twist his arm to help you, but precisely because he would be your guest and come and make his dwelling with you. It is not by sight, not yet. But to say that it is by faith in his word is not at all to say that it is unreal, impersonable, or intangible. That is not the case. Rather, all that has been missing is revealed to you by the preaching of his word and given to you at the Lord's table in his breaking of the bread for you. He reveals himself to you, and you receive him in the Holy Communion. Not the empty tomb, nor the news and information of the resurrection, but the Lord Jesus himself is given and revealed to you in his crucified and risen body and in his holy precious blood poured out for you, which is the redemption of Israel and the New Testament of God. It is in his supper, at his table, in his house, that he would have you see him by faith in his word and find him and receive him, because that is where he reveals and gives himself to you. It is to his table that his word brings you in faith and hope and confidence, in peace and joy. He has come into the house of his disciples, but here you find that he has become your host, your waiter, and your meal. And as he serves you with his body in this way, so shall your body also be raised up from the dust of the earth, as he is risen, to live with God in heaven forever. For Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.